I was trying to escape this point by going onto a level where but I'm very thankful that you brought aspects to the purpose in the subject matter. I'm also must say, I should not maybe say for everyone, Jay Makinanda Prabhu has once talked so nicely about separation from Krishna that I have taught it all over the world, what he said to me from the scripture. So today I will return the favor by talking a little bit on this subject from one work called Adi Purana. It was quoted to me about this mood of separation which the inhabitants of Vrindavan or Srimati Radharani feels in Madhurya Park and the separation which is going on in Dwaraka. I hope that I can answer your question. Please forgive me if I can't get totally into the blank because it's a very difficult question. I will try to explain these different moods of separation with a lila, which will make it clear. The inhabitants of Dwaraka were very often noticing that Krishna was talking in his sleep about Vrindavan people, the Vrishvasis, and especially the queens. They were very sorry. They did everything for Krishna, but sometimes Krishna was crying, sometimes he was not coming out of his bedroom, chanting Radhe, Radhe. This is described in Bhagavad Bhagavatamrita, the first section. And they are thinking, who is this Radha Rani? And he has everything here. Why is he crying? He's doing so many things for them. So one day, this is the Adi Purana. Krishna was sitting on his throne when messengers came. And they said that there is a beautiful, group of divinely effulgent personalities who are approaching Dwaraka. Krishna felt some ecstasy in his air. In his body, some goose pimples. He said, immediately go and watch this group of beautiful persons and see, tell me who they are and what they do. So the servant went back. By now the group, caravan we can say, had come close and he could identify it were only female persons. And then he saw how out of the palanquin a most beautiful queen came. She looked like a queen, but was indescribable to behold. And she took her bath in the river. And he asked the others, who is this? Oh, it's Radha. Radha Rani has come to Dwaraka to get Krishna there. So the servant had seen all this and reported and ran back to Krishna. Was telling Krishna, there are people from Vrindavan and Radha Rani has come. So this moment Krishna, with great love, called out the names of Radha Rani. Radhe, Radhe. Now, when he called out the names of Radha Rani, at that time, Rukmini was there serving him. and again. Said to me, why do you give so much importance even in my presence? Krishna said, you will see who is this Radharani. Just meet her. Bring a glass of milk with you, because they come from a village of cowherders, and greet her from me with this glass of milk, and you will see what happens. Then you will understand. So Rukmini immediately rushed into the kitchen, had a glass of garam doodh, hot milk prepared, and went with this milk to Radharani. But she made the milk intolerably garam, very hot. She wanted to. She was not in favor of this person who was always occupying the mind of the husband. So it was intolerably hot. When she met Radharani, she said, "Oh Radharani, your name is Radharani. You come from a village called Vrindavan." Radharani's assistants were answering, "Yes, she's Radharani, she's very shy." "And here's milk for you from Krishna." Immediately when Radharani heard, "Here's milk for you from Krishna," she took this intolerably hot garam 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 doodh and just drank it out at once. Have you ever drunk garam doodh, which is too hot? It's like, it's just so painful that your drinking process stops after one drop of garam doodh. You cannot continue your drinking process. And then you go up. And put it under the fan or in ice cold water. You can never drink it. It is not possible for the human body to drink garam doodh. Garam doodh. So Radharani emptied it out, saying Krishna, Krishna, and being totally in ecstasy about this welcome gift of the Lord of her life. Then Rukmini understood. She is very attached. It was boiling milk as lava. She is very attached, and she cannot tell Krishna. She's on such a high stage that the material world has stopped to exist for her. Even garam doodh is no longer garam doodh. And she went back to report to Krishna what she saw and to ask further questions. At that time, Krishna was lying already down, and Krishna was thinking of Srimati Radharani and being lost in ecstasy. Then Rukmini, to serve the Lord, like she did in the night time, began to massage his feet. But lo and behold, the feet of the Lord, the transcendental feet of the Lord, were wounded. They were full of blisters. Blisters. As if some very garam garam water or garam doodh was poured over the feet. He says, "My Lord, what has happened to your feet?" "Oh," said Krishna, "you have poured some hot milk over my feet. Because my Radharani always thinks of me, and I'm always in her heart. Just like she is always in my heart." Jiva Goswami says, the transcendental lovers of Vrindavan are in changing their positions, there is the golden complexion of Radharani is found in Krishna's golden dhoti, and the blue complexion of Krishna. Krishna is found in Shrimati Radharani's blue zari. They have exchanged things. So they are heart to heart. They are in each other's heart. So because I was there, you have put my thing a bit over it. This story is meant to illustrate a point that the love of Radharani is so extraordinary, whereas the love of the Dwaraka Mahishis is cannot come close to this. And Rukmini learned this when she jealously greeted Radharani with two hot milk and so on. So the mood of separation which they have is also cannot be compared. Radharani's mood of separation is so producing so much heat that she has to be put on a bed of lotus flowers, and immediately the lotus flowers are dried by the body. The separation of this type of thing, we don't hear about the Dwaraka Mahishis. Krishna was back, but was gone for a long time. But we don't hear the same type of separation in the scriptures. That's all which I can say, but a much more in-depth answer is required to shed light on this point. But I'm not so knowledgeable in these things. Let me say, yes, it's only in act of devotion we hear some of the examples of the mood of separation in Vrindavan. It's amazing. My point is, before we can even start to feel a little separation, we have to first fix our mind on Krishna. That was clear, isn't it? Good. That was.
Thank you. Actually, the answer is given in the next.
Answers given in the next verse. Nice.
You know, he said, and those who hear about Krishna, even once, they become so attached. But what is become of those devotees who have slept with him or who have had sleep or who have served him? So even though they know that he is 50% private, he is, Krishna is not exactly. So they have
Thank you very much.
Some people in India often say that even they have seen Krishna. Sometimes when they are worshipping the Lord performs some pastimes, like he moves up, or he gets up, or his paraphernalia falls, or some kind of activity where people claim in India that they have seen the Lord personally, the Lord has reciprocated personally. But so how do we understand that this is actually very that generally they have seen the Lord, because the verse says after having seen the Lord one cannot stay in the Lord.
Yes. It is your hand is, you wish to give an answer? Give me one. First, Devaki Nanda Prabhu will answer, and then I will also say something. Please give the microphone.
I think first you will answer.
First, me? Alright, then you. I personally believe that some of these accounts might be right, that the Lord is in some way shown this, through this energy some confirmation that he accepts the worship of his devotees. I think many devotees in our movement have such type of experience that at a very important time they were coming before the deity and they were praying to the deity to forgive them for something they did. And at that time the pujari came and gave a garland of the deity around their neck, and they take this as a confirmation that the Lord has somehow accepted them, and so on and so forth. It isn't natural to wait for such or to treasure such signs of the Lord. They may not be seeing the Lord directly, but some yeyakama please forgive me, but yesterday was my operation day and some of my brain is also left me, but come back hopefully. There's some way that the Lord responds to his devotees in this world. Especially through a soul, he may give the devotee some intelligence and insights which he didn't have before. Now, this, however, is something slightly different than what is talked here about. These idea of the associates of Lord Krishna who directly were together with Krishna. They didn't read it. This is not instances of Krishna as a super soul gave some intelligence or they made some sign and so on, but this is a direct association with the Lord. This is something different. Now, I think in all of us there is also this desire to get some revelation, some sign of the Lord. Some of us might have seen and think some sign. This is one thing. But now I wish to address the other thing. We should be extremely careful in approaching the Lord, especially this Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna in Vrindavan. We should respect these subjects very highly and not think that they can so that this can happen to us, or these revelations can happen to us of the past times. On a level where we are not yet feeling, not having a shakti or bhava, but where we still may be playing with unsteadiness and anattas. It's very important that we keep the sacred subjects sacred, and as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati recommends, above our head, where we look with great reverence that these are goals. The danger is which we can have, which is people of India sometimes also, that one makes Krishna too shy, and then it's not Krishna, but just a pratibimba, a perverted reflection, some image, some kalpana, imagination, which is there. I remember very much a very important lecture for my own spiritual life, which Prabhupada gave in Hyderabad. At the end of the lecture, he had asked for questions on pieces of paper, which then his secretary read out over the microphone so that the whole audience could hear. First of all, then Prabhupada could hear, but then the whole audience could hear. Now, there was one man who in the question and answer section grabbed the microphone and started to talk. And he was talking so intensely that there was no point of stopping him. There was fear. He said, yes, even my grandmother has seen Krishna. Krishna used to come and then in a cloud. And then she would, he would drink the milk from the breast of my grandmother. And I remember, we all went, we were from Germany, we were not experienced this. We all went like, Bertolt Brecht say now. This general style of answering such questions. But here it was now. I immediately thought, now Prabhupada's lion bath, lion mood will manifest. So he continued on with this, describing this unusual incident of his grandmother who was no longer in the age where she could breastfeed children, you know. It was just so out of, it was what it was. Then after he had finished, Prabhupada became very thoughtful. He was thoughtful all the way, but very brave. He leaned forward on his microphone and he closed his eyes. He said, the Goswamis of Vrindavan have never said, I have seen Krishna. They have always said, where are you, Krishna? Where are you? At the root of separation. And then I cannot remember more because I was so touched by this, how he said it. It's with so much love and affection, you know, thinking of the Goswamis in the mood. And there is a section in Krishna book where Prabhupada Prabhupada says that the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we want to also feel the separation from Krishna. And he says even the spiritual masters in our lives should enrich the disciples with this mood of separation. It is very important to even in Bhajan Rahasya, this is a book of Bhaktivinoda Thakur with beautiful necklaces of verses about different spiritual subjects like Ruchi, Anantani Vriti and so on. He also mentions that the best mood in which to perform your devotional service is the mood of separation. So let me summarize. While at the same time I think we should give some credit that it is possible that the Lord gives some sign to worshippers and responds according to their sincerity, at the same time we should hold the revelation of the Lord in His rupa, with His gunas, with His leela, that is something else. Once this revelation has taken place with all these different attributes of the Lord, the full-blown manifestation of the Lord, that is something so exquisite, that is something so wonderful and so transcendental that it is, yes, our goal. Let me say, our goal is to develop love to Krishna so that then He will reveal Himself. So we should not produce bananas of our minds. Prabhupada speaks about the Babaji in very sharp words in a poem called Vrindavan Bhajan, where he says that these Babajis who meditate prematurely on the Ashakalya Leela, rushing in where angels don't dare to treat and trying to even to render some seva in a mentally imagined identity, they eat the bananas of the mind. In other words, mental productions of creations is not the divine thing. But let us not be too rash on the other hand. When someone comes and talks with glimmering eyes and how this happened during the puja, then yes, the Lord has certainly shown some mercy. We should not immediately, not possible, the flower which fell down from the crown of the head fell down due to a wind coming from the back window and so on. There's no need to add letters. Yes, Devaki, Nanapuru.
Yeah. Well, Rahul will say that the answer in the next one, you know, that's not the answer. My question
yes.
is the two sides about our taxpayer, both sides, one might be, it was another answer.
Yeah.
Other is the person of this. So our say that now one is Madhurya, that is the same Krishna in the other state. There are care for Aishwarya, that Krishna is there. Not there, then he is gone, separation. Just like materialistic people. But in case of Krishna Bhavasi, or Dwarka Vasi, Krishna is in Aishwarya for them, in Aishwarya. So very question is a question for them.
Yes, I understood that. I must say, I have not heard anything about this, but your question is not properly answered, neither by what I said. I only said there is a difference, that is only what my soul said. And what Prabhupada says in the Prabhupada is something, he makes another point. Yes, that's correct. No, we should research it. This is what life's mission is there. And I even have an idea that when we meet up in the, when we meet as out of this, you might even have an answer which is totally, which I will remember for another year and talk to those who are interested in such things. Yes, Namara Maharaj. The saint of the Jewel Temple, Hare Krishna, I do not know if I can answer very nicely.
Therefore, the Prabhupada said that unless one is in Madhurya Bhava, there cannot be Krishna Prema.
I was will say now something personal. It is good to discuss these subjects. We must discuss them. But I feel a little helpless here on the seat. These subjects are very, very high. Of course, we all have heard so much about these, and we could now talk about it. But I personally feel that in a lecture like this, if you continue to ask such questions, then I will open my gates. I know you didn't want that. You just wanted to point out that. And that I cannot do. We are very... This is a mood that is, let us say, this is something very specific to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that while they talk about these things, you can find in Chaitanya Charitamrita the different degrees of separation. It is there, but it is not meant so much for public discussion, because we should keep things which are of a private nature between Radha and Krishna private. So please allow me to put my teeth on my tongue, although I'm very talkative, but on this subject of separation, I have decided in the beginning, I thought this is a responsible lecturing, to come to the level of us here. We must learn to feel the separation, but before we can learn to feel the separation, your invited guest. I will not talk beyond this perspective, because in the beginning I have chosen this road to explain this verse like this. With this, what I have said, you might ask, is he disturbed now that we ask the questions? Why is he so sensitive? Has he taken too much panchakama? No. I want to educate, I want to say something in a general way. Spiritual subjects, the mood of separation and these things are just so high and inconceivable that I just feel it is good to mention them, to point the light on them, and then say, how is this practical to us? I am a little bit worried as an individual, devotees who are almost advertise these subjects to draw followers to them, and in this way they might not make a good they might sometimes create even a disturbance to the spiritual things. I think it's good to mention to focus our life that Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur have chosen a certain approach to these subjects, which is a very careful one and a very respectful one, where we don't go into the details. But you should, because you are personally great devotees or the devotees who are interested in these, you can read about these subjects in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talks to our Rasacharya Rupa Goswami about these different methods of Ras. There it is there, and then you can get together with like-minded devotees and discuss. And I would be happy to join your discussion. I don't know so much, but I know more than I can say in a public lecture. This is my situation. But only a little bit more than no very little, no realization actually. There it is, and then you can read in the Krishna book where Radharani talks in the mood of separation to the bumblebee, and you will find the different moods of separation explained, even this talking like a mad woman, and you will see how Prabhupada points out this is unique to Srimati Radharani. No one can develop such state of Mahabhav except for her. Then you might like to refer back to the 10th canto of the BVT edition, where some commentaries of the Vaishnava Acharyas are there, and in this way. please forgive me that I have given such an unwilling answer. I have not done this to arrogantly stop your discussion or your interest in this subject. No, I just wanted to take this opportunity to show the mood of Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur as I understand them. That is, to address this subject very carefully in public, not to disturb. At the same time, we should not think that this means we are banned to speak about these elevated things. No, they are purifying if they are carefully and on the basis of the acharyas if they are addressed. Hare Krishna.
We spoke in the process of concentration. One was Abhyasa, Manam, and Manaha.
Manaha means reflection. When you have heard something, you're supposed to reflect about it. How can you reflect about something which you have heard? But you can ask how the heard thing, the new information, relates to other information which you have taken so far and which you have gotten so far. And in this way, reflect. Reflection is something which is, how do you say, where you engage your philosophical mind and you explore the subject, go deep into it and become rooted into it. It's very important. Reflection is as important for the mind as digestion for the body. If you eat but not digest, you might create mucus. If you hear subjects again and again, but you do not reflect on them, you might create misunderstandings. Prabhupada has encouraged his disciples, us, to reflect in different ways. One way is to discuss a subject matter from different angles of vision. The second way is he has requested us to write every day a little bit, because that will bring our realization. When you write, you really have to think, what am I writing? Have I understood the subject well enough? And so on. You might have a question which is not answered and go deeper into this, and so on. Only when you reflect, Gopinath, on something, then you will be able to have the subject matter and to hold it in your heart. If you never reflect, it will go in here and out here. Prabhupada used to sometimes say to us, think, when will you ever think on your own? He was not always satisfied with what he called our Western dull-headedness. In psychology, they will tell you that reflection is that which pulls an information from the short-time memory into the long-term memory. You could follow. Yes. It's a very Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur talks about the three steps how to fix our mind. It's those of you who have read psychology before they came to Krishna consciousness will find it's a very he gives three principles which are just so true, which this is very scientific. Abhyasa, for instance, when you want to in relationship to Srila Prabhupada and his instructions, abhyasa means you try to always bring your mind to the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, his perspective, bring it back from wherever. It is a practice. Then the second thing is you reflect deeply. What does this mean? Why did he speak like this? Why did he do this? Some of you might have been shocked that I was so impolite with the last question by denying to answer, to speak on this in public. The reason is that over the last years, I'm led to reflect why does Prabhupada approach the subject matters in a certain way? Why is he sometimes so heavy with the scientists? Why is he doing this, saying the way he says? Why does he sometimes seem to answer a question from a higher level or a different level of understanding? And they say, Hare Krishna, welcome. So welcome. Dobrodoshli. Why is he doing this? And as you think about this, you are... this reflection brings you very deeply into the subject matter. It's very important. Then only you can speak of loyalty and chastity to your spiritual master. If you understand deeply in your heart and you agree and you know, wow, this is the reason, wonderful, then you can be fixed. This reflection must be done also in relationship to following the spiritual master. Very important. Now, my dear devotees, I'm feeling that you have given me too much of your attention already. Thank you very much. It's very nice to be with you. You are such a thoughtful and thought-provoking audience, which is a great relishment for anyone who talks here. Please continue to be so kind-hearted on this fallen soul, as you always are. Please also forgive me that I'm not so regularly in attendance here, but I'm going through the most intense month of my preaching life, physically, as a patient again. So thank you very much. I wish all of you all the best, and please learn in your life to concentrate your minds on Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Goni Dai ki jai.